Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating first the 12-lead EKG on patient Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R. On 2/15/24, Ms. Fowler performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal period. T waves are normal period. Nepagraph impression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/15/24, Mr. Wynn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study data, 10/12/23, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Courtney Steele. This goes to Dr. McDowell. On 2/15/24, Ms. Steele performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was slightly less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/18/23, there has been improvement in flow rates. Period. New paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Marcia Schlesinger. And this goes to Dr. Lewis. On Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marcia Schlesinger. This goes to Dr. Lewis. On 2/15/24, Mrs. Schlesinger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/23/23, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pogadina and to Dr. Forrester. On 2/15/24, Ms. Cheney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and it was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. To paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.